there's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Somehow we made it. Final hour. Meet Friday. Dan and the Danettes. Dan Patrick Show. He plays Coach Beard on Ted Lasso. Brendan Hunt will join us coming up in a little bit. Full weekend of conference tournaments. No bids handed out last night. Patrick Ewing out as Georgetown head coach. And the name to keep an eye on, Rick Pitino. Rick Pitino's done a wonderful job at Iona, and St. John's is going to be open. You're going to have Georgetown open, Texas Tech open. And I know Rick Pitino said to me a couple of times, Iona's my last stop. Well, maybe it was easier to say that instead of saying, hey, I'm going to go to Iona for a couple of years, and then I hopefully will get a bigger job. He's been great. He can coach. He is one of the great coaches of all time. I know there's a lot that comes with Rick, but when it comes to coaching, he knows he's on the short list of great college coaches. And I would think he's going to have an opportunity here if he's interested in St. John's. Certainly Georgetown and Texas Tech are opens there. Marv Madness is going on right now. Go to danpatrick.com. Go to the sales section. We've got T-shirts on sale for as low as $15. Thanks to Marv, while supplies last. Stat of the day brought to you, as always, by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Poll question for the final hour of this award-nominated program, Seton O'Connor.
Dan, this is going to surprise you, but daylight saving time?
Yeah.
Not popular.
Yeah.
Not
I didn't
popular
think so.
At all.
Yeah.
70. Actually, though, it could be more unpopular because 29% of the audience want to keep it. 70-something percent want to dump it.
All right.
Yeah.
Are we going to stay with that final hour poll question?
We could go with, so there's a bunch going on this weekend. You can only watch one of these.
Okay.
Selection Sunday, the Oscars, Players Championship, NBA, NHL, spring training, soccer, I'll throw in there.
Okay.
Any of those getting you going?
They all do.
Yeah?
Yeah. I've been watching a lot more. I've been watching the World Baseball. Been watching some of that. And watching more spring training this year. I'll watch the players. What else is going on this weekend? So you got players, Oscars.
Yeah.
I'm not as interested in the Oscars. It doesn't seem like there's any real, oh, wow, that's going to be the moment. Or it's going to come down to those two actors or those two movies there.
It's kind of, I think, for us personally, it's more about the Top Gun noms than anything.
Yeah, it is.
That's really the only thing that I'm most interested in.
Yes. If, now, Top Gun's not winning the best movie.
Haterade.
No, I'm the one. I'm the big proponent for Top Gun.
Oh, so you're going low expectations.
Yes, yes, yes. I don't want to be disappointed when they announce that it's not Top Gun as the best movie. But I think that Tom Cruise should still get an award just for bringing everybody back to the theater. I don't know if you can say, and the winner best actor, the most important person for bringing people back to the theater, it's Tom Cruise. And then he gets an award. Yeah, he gets an award. I think that would be nice to give Tom an award. He's not going to win an Academy Award. Yes, yes, Mark.
Quick question about the Oscars.
You can take your time.
Okay, I will. All right, so now you threw me off. Now I'm sounding like me asking Debo Samuel a question. So, Pop Warner. All right, anywho. So the Oscars. How crazy is it that so many people watch the Oscars, but we only know maybe four people that get up there and actually win the award?
Well, we like seeing famous people. It doesn't mean that they're winning, but they could be presenting. They could be in the audience. We like seeing famous people.
Like Jennifer Lopez and Channing Tatum are presenters.
Yeah.
They won't be up for it.
They will not. Magic Mike XXL is not going to be up for an award.
I think it's XXXL.
Oh, okay. And then J-Lo, what movie did she have?
The one with Josh Duhamel.
Oh, yeah. What's the name of that? Something Honeymoon?
Shotgun Wedding?
Shotgun Wedding.
It was nominated Best Picture?
No.
It was not.
No. It was great. Fritzy, I'm sure you reached out to Josh Duhamel to be in our bracket
challenge.
Absolutely. Did you reach out to J-Lo?
I don't think I invited
J-Lo. Oh, you've invited everybody
I know,
in Hollywood.
It doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
We still have time to invite her.
Yeah, sure. Just see.
She's got 5 days to get it in.
Okay. Yeah, Paulie.
A lot of people think for Best Actor, I'm looking at the odds, Austin Butler, who played Elvis, a lot of people think he's going to get it, the award. But the spoiler is Brendan Fraser in the movie The Whale. And that's a good story.
It feels like it's more Brendan Fraser than Austin Butler.
Maybe. Brendan Fraser, yeah, I mean, he had a great career
now,
going.
Now, he didn't gain 600 pounds.
No.
He portrayed somebody who weighed 600 pounds.
Correct.
Yes.
But this is kind of like one of those, he was a hot property 20 years ago in Hollywood. He was in everything.
And he was George of the Jungle and The Mummy. Was he in The Mummy, too?
School Ties.
Yeah, he was a big deal.
Yes.
Yeah.
He was in everything for a while.
Yeah, women liked Brendan Fraser.
And Encino Man?
Too bad he didn't fully commit, though. He should have gained the weight.
Oh, okay.
I mean, what are we talking about here?
De Niro would have.
Of course he would have.
It always comes back to, well, De Niro would have done it.
Come on.
Yeah. I don't know how much weight De Niro gained for Raging Bull.
They said at least 60.
Okay. And, you know, I had met Jake LaMotta a couple times. He was a wonderful character. And his wife, Vicky, was stunning. And we found out how stunning. She was in Playboy. I don't know how old she was. But in person, those two, you'd meet them. You'd go, all right, Jake LaMotta, and that's a wife. Okay. Beautiful. Beautiful. But he was a character, Jake LaMotta, who De Niro portrayed in Raging Bull. All righty. It's a Meat Friday, in case you're wondering. Grilled chicken fajitas. Is it fajitas or fajitas? Nah. Because I called them beef and cheese taquitos. And then Seton goes, well, did you drink some tequila last night? And as a matter of fact, I did. I had some Cinco tequila, and we also have chips and guac. That's who has it better than we do?
Nobody.
Let's see. So no bids last night. Kevin Durant out 2 to 3 weeks. The Grizzlies with John Morant all quiet right now. And Patrick Ewing out is the Georgetown head coach. Here is something to keep an eye on. There'll be some names that'll be released with free agency coming up. And probably mid-level, but the Vikings reportedly are going to release Adam Thielen. Okay. Don't know what his numbers were last year. Kind of overshadowed there with Justin Jefferson. But Adam Thielen was a great story. Came out of nowhere and probably went to a couple of Pro Bowls, but he is going to be released. Also, here's another thing. Complicating the Lamar Jackson situation. If a team signs Lamar Jackson to an offer sheet, the Ravens have 5 days to match. And then that means the team will be out of free agency and lose out on the other available quarterbacks. If they do this, because Baltimore can match that. And, you know, you're wondering, okay, do we tie ourselves up for 5 days in free agency and we lose out maybe on Jimmy Garoppolo? If he goes someplace else. But the NFL reminded clubs, according to Tom Pelissero, the NFL Network, sent out a memo on Wednesday that next week's 2-day negotiating period applies only to unrestricted free agents. So for the six franchise tag players, including Lamar Jackson. No contract is allowed, or no contact, I'm sorry, is allowed with other clubs until Wednesday, March 15th. So this is dragging out, and the question is Baltimore going to have to match this? Is somebody going to be willing to give two first-round draft picks for Lamar Jackson? I'm also wondering if this could happen. And I'm wondering this with the benefit of a source I have with the NFL. Could you just offer him 3 years, and let's say you give him 3 years, $140 million guaranteed? How would that go over? 3 years, $140 million guaranteed. And then he would be 29, and then he would be eligible for a new contract, another contract. Who knows what the market's going to be like? I mean, the salary cap keeps going up. Why not do a shorter deal? Everybody wants, you know, hey, can I get 5 years guaranteed? How about 3 guaranteed? I'll bet on myself, which seems to be the new approach for players, and see what it's like at age 29. I don't know. Just a possibility there with Lamar Jackson. Because if he is dead set on taking anything less than 230, and everything now with quarterbacks is guaranteed. That's the approach now. But if I keep looking at $230 million guaranteed, I might miss out on $140 million guaranteed and an opportunity to get back into the market in 3 years. And maybe that's something that he would consider. It's guaranteed. You like the number that you're going to get. And you know, and this is about respect as well, because I hear this all the time. Isn't that enough money? Well, no, not to these players and their agents. Get what you can get. And it's not like they're going to be working for 30 years. This is their time to get their money. And a lot of this has to do with the agent pushing that or the respect that they're going to show you. Hey, they're willing to give you $31 million. They're disrespectful. I mean, Baltimore is running a business here. As much as Lamar Jackson's done for that franchise, Baltimore still has to look at this and say, thank you for what you did. Now what are you going to do? And is this the business? Do we want to be in Lamar Jackson business for 5 years? And I don't think they do. You got him this year. I would franchise him next year. Now, I wonder if he's going to sit out. I don't think he's going to go to any of these off-season, the OTAs. And maybe he gets fined for it. But he might just say, you know what? You don't love me enough. You like me. You don't love me. And I want to go elsewhere. Are you willing to tell the Falcons, I'll take a 3-year, $140 million guaranteed deal, give up the two first-round picks, and let's go? You could probably get a deal done. Now, what's Baltimore do? Because then you call their bluff. All it takes is one team. Also, a source with the NFL said this. You know, Lamar not having an agent, while we get caught up on, you know, his mom's not experienced in this, he's not experienced in this, an agent is able to control the dialogue. They can leak stories. Like there's ways to manipulate this with an agent. Because an agent can say to somebody, hey, you know, GM, can you do me a solid here? Can you say that you guys are interested in more? That's how this works. It's I need a favor here. Can I leak this information? Hey, I'm gonna call, you know, Stephen A. Smith and say, hey, you know what? This is what I'm hearing. You didn't get it from me. That's how these things work. And I wonder, not having the agent to play the PR game is hurting Lamar Jackson as well. A couple of phone calls in here. Jamie in Texas. Hi, Jamie. What's on your mind today?
Hey, DP.
Hi, Jamie.
59170. All right. Hey, so I know this is off topic. I have a little situation going on. I need your relationship advice.
Oh, okay.
And if you don't mind, I'd like also Marvin and Fritzy's opinions as well. So I work in the oil field, and usually gone like 9 weeks. I'm in the field, and I'm home for 3 weeks. So I have 3 women now, ex-girlfriends that I love very much. I'll care about them, And one wants, she's dying, which is horrible, and she wants to get engaged. And she's an ex-Playboy calendar girl. And then the other one, she actually called into your show last year and wished me a happy birthday and said that she followed the DP show rules, or I do, and I told her not to do it. And so she's trying to get back with me. And then another one is pretending like she's her daughter and texting me, "Do you love my mother?" And so I don't know what to do.
What the hell is happening with you, Jamie? You got three girlfriends, ex-girlfriends, and one calls into the show, one's dying, and one is acting like a daughter.
It's a hard knock life, man.
And you're gone 9 weeks, and then you come back for 3 weeks?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So you're asking us who we should go, or you should go?
Yeah, who are we going with? Who are we going with? I got, and one, it's basically 1A, 1B, and then 2.
Okay. Well, let me start with Todd, because that's where all relationship questions start.
Well, my first question would be, which one does he feel emotionally attached to the most? You know, I know it's horrible that this woman's dying, but if he's more in love with one of the other ones, you can't just, you know, just because, you know, she's got this ill-fated situation to just, you know, take her down the aisle, unless that's what, you know, he wants to do. But I think he's got to decide.
She's dying. Will you hurry up, Todd?
He's got to decide which one he's got the most emotional attachment to. It's okay. Not just about that all she's right. An ex-Playboy model.
God. Okay. Who are you attached to emotionally?
1B, Shelly.
And Shelly is who?
Shelly is my ex that we've been trying to get back together, but the whole...
Did Shelly call into the show?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
All right. Yes, Seton.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think Shelly is the one who called into the show to wish happy birthday.
And, you know, we probably favor her a little bit because she's got good taste. What, Todd?
No, I think he just gave us his answer. Whether he realizes it or not, this seems to be the one
Thank
that
you,
he
Todd.
Should be leaning
Paul?
To.
Would Shelly be okay with you doing a brief courtesy marriage to the first girl, the Playboy girl who's sick, and under the pretense that everyone knows it's a temp situation and you'd be going back to her in the near future?
What about that, Jamie?
Absolutely not.
Ooh. Oh, okay.
But I think she would think it was fake. As long as there's no marriage, I give her a fake cubic zirconium ring.
No, you can't do that.
You just announced it.
Oh, my bad.
Marv, you got any, can you offer any advice?
I sure can.
Marv.
Okay, what do you got?
You know what? I said I sure can't.
Oh, you can't. Okay.
Just like my marriage advice.
Yes.
I don't have any.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with Shelly.
Okay.
Okay. DP, I love love.
Wait a minute. Hold on, Jamie. Fritzy's got some more advice.
I wonder, what if the first one, all of a sudden, there's a cure, or she was misdiagnosed somehow, and she's been going to live a lot longer? And how could you do Shelly wrong like that? You're kind of stuck. Yeah. Kind of stuck at that point.
We're leaning towards Shelly, but that's only because she, you know, she called into the show there. But Jamie is, Jamie, good luck with that. Jamie got a lot to offer. You've got three women in the on-deck circle.
Yeah. Thanks, DP. Love y'all.
All right. Thank you, Jamie. There you go. Yeah, Marv.
I haven't had three women clamor for me in my entire life. Got three at one time.
I think they love the fact that he's gone for 9 weeks and then he comes back for three. I mean, that to me, you keep a marriage, you know, going for a long time. Yeah, I'm gone for a while and then I'll be back. Hey, when are you leaving? I'm leaving in a couple of days. Yeah, Marv.
I should have asked him. Who do you like the best? Liking somebody is, to me, more important than loving someone. There's people that are in love with one another that are divorced. My grandfather asked me that when I moved in with my girlfriend, now wife. Oh, Marvin, do you like her? Oh, I was like, I love her. I didn't ask you that. You better like, they're with you every single day. You better like that.
I think it's a valid point.
But if she was in Playboy, you don't have to like her or love her. That trumps everything. I think.
Yes, Tom.
But she was in Playboy. Was this 10 years ago, 20 years ago, last Thursday? When was she in Playboy?
Fair point.
You don't stay looking like that. It's just the way the world
have
works.
Have you looked at yourself?
I know that.
Okay.
I'm a constant reminder with that picture you got back there by the weights of what I used to look
yes,
like.
Yes, Seton.
This woman is dying.
Yeah.
Todd's like... Yeah, but is she still like Playboy hot?
Wait,
she's dying.
But he described her. Why does he have to describe her, whatever her name is, as a former Playboy? Obviously, that's important to him enough to describe this person as someone that used to be in Playboy, as opposed to she's just this nice person that's dying. Got a great personality.
Let's take a break. Ready? Take a break?
Yeah.
Coach Beard will join us on loan from Ted Lasso.
What would Ted Lasso do in this situation? Ooh, that's
what,
really
no.
The
what would Coach Beard has some relationship problems in Ted Lasso?
He sure does. Yeah,
yes, he does.
Yeah.
How about we take a break, everybody?
A fellow that loves love.
Yes, he does. So do I. Back after this, Dan Patrick Show. I love love, but I love Simply Safe Home Security. Segway. U.S. News recently named Simply Safe Best Home Security System of 2023, also 2022, also 2021. And CNET recently awarded them their Editor's Choice for Home Security. What are you waiting for? Simply Safe, designed with cutting-edge technology, backed by 24/7 professional monitoring. They use Fast Protect technology, only from Simply Safe, capturing critical evidence, verifying a threat is real so you get priority police dispatch. All right, Dan, how much is this going to cost? 24/7 professional monitoring. Cost you under $1 a day. Less than half the price of traditional home security systems. You can lock, unlock your doors, access your cameras, arm, disarm your system from anywhere. Customize the perfect system for your home in just a couple of minutes at simplysafedan.com. And you go today, claim a free under security camera plus 20% off your order with interactive monitoring. Simplysafedan.com. There's no safe like SimpliSafe. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
All right, everybody. Game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for time tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
Yes, Todd.
Quick nugget. That girl Simone, I told you about that story where she was significantly older than me. She
used to love, Bay.
Sheepshead Bay, Brooklyn. She used to love me singing that song. Can you sing This Girl Is Poison, Poison? She used to love it. I would sing that to her.
Wait, what kind of accent did this
girl... She was like a French-Israeli woman, and she brought the crudité, and we were up there in her condo, and she's like, can you sing I Think I'm Falling in Love with You? This girl is poison.
So the woman brought, like, cauliflower and broccoli and
dips. All kinds of food and toys. She was ready to roll.
And you were, like, 18, and she was 25?
I was 19, and she was 34.
34!
I met her on a boat. It was my parents' anniversary. It was a boat, and she said, okay.
Holy smokes! Did you dip anything else in the crudité?
We went to see a movie called Wild Orchid, which is like 9.5 weeks.
Oh, like Cary Otis. Hey now.
This girl is poison. Like when you sing this to me.
Yeah.
He plays Coach Beard on Ted Lasso. I don't know if Brendan wants to join us now, but Brendan Hunt joining us on the program. Come on in. Stay a while. Good to talk to you. How are you?
I mean, gosh, do I got to start my day with talk of filthy crudité?
Yeah. How many days? Well, that's a normal day for you.
What is that on this show?
So take me back to when this all started.
Sure. I mean, first of all, Brendan Hunt, 6'0", 195.
All right.
And we did these commercials for NBC Sports because they got the coverage of the Premier League back in 2013. The offer was to fly me and Jay Sudeikis and Joe Kelly to London for 3 whole days. And we were like, 3 days in London? That's the job of a lifetime. So we happily took it. And now we're 3 years into a TV show, this crazy dumb thing.
But when the promos were done, when did the idea of we could make this a show?
We did the promos 2 years in a row because the first one went well enough that, like, that ad company won, like, you know, whatever kind of awards they win for ads. And and after the second one, me and Joe and Jason, I mean, Jason particularly, was like, hey guys, this thing is fun, right? There's something more to this than the sum of its parts. Let's figure out something more to do with it. And we didn't know if it was a movie or more commercials or a TV show, but we started thinking about a TV show and thinking about it in the model of the UK Office of six episodes and a special, you know, sort of three chunks. We wrote up a pilot, we put together a structure, and then nothing happened for about 5 years. Jason and Joe's careers were going very well. I was rotting on a vine in LA, very much considering a career return to dinner theater. And then at the last minute, a couple of years ago, Jason was like, oh, I'm having lunch with Bill Lawrence tomorrow. We'll see what happens. And this happened.
Is it a benefit, an advantage, to know more soccer or less soccer?
In my shoes, it's a benefit because it turns out, even though we have some English people on the writing staff, I'm like the soccer guy. And every once in a while, I just get turned to, like, okay, Brendan, what would happen here? And I tell them what would really happen for a given situation, and then we generally ignore that. But it's good to know what's supposed to happen before we break the rule of what we decide to actually do.
Because you're sort of a savant, but I don't know if people realize you're a soccer savant during the show. Is that fair with your character?
I think it's kind of, at least comparatively, you know, certainly compared to most of the rest of America. Because I didn't get into soccer until I was in my mid-20s. And when I had this job in Amsterdam doing comedy out there, and then I discovered that soccer didn't suck. And I became a sponge and tried to just, you know, soak up every bit of history and trivia and factualities that I possibly could. And it hasn't gone away since I moved to the States. I'm still now full on soccer nut.
The reaction in the United States compared to the reaction in England, how big of a disparity between the two when it first started?
When it first started, yeah, no one in England knew who we were at all, and we could walk freely among them. And then shooting the second season was COVID mostly, so we could still kind of walk around. But now, year three, you know, I decided that for year three, I was going to live in Richmond. I could do so quite anonymously. The UK isn't watching this show yet, and I wanted the pub from the show to be my local. By year three, the UK has caught up to Ted Lasso, and I can no longer go to that pub. It's like if tourists go to Boston and they go to the Cheers bar, and suddenly Cliff is there. And
so you actually would go to the bar that you go to, a local pub. Yeah.
Yeah. 100%.
Yeah.
Richmond's awesome. And Richmond Green, you know, that little park basically where the pub is in real life in the show is hypnotically quaint. I would spend weeks at a time there if I possibly could, except now I absolutely can't.
The timing with COVID, it felt like, you know, we needed feel good. A lot of these shows are, let me pick out the guy that is the least detestable and everybody's detestable, like Succession. You know, you watch and you go, well, you don't like any of them, but you do love the show. It was different with Ted Lasso, but I don't know what role COVID played or the pandemic and we're at home and needing feel good stories played in the success.
Yeah, we're not quite sure either. I mean, and obviously, you know, we sure would have preferred that people were watching it, you know, of their own volition and, you know, despite having plenty of options of how they could do their night. Now, here we were with a captive audience, and if we're going to have a captive audience, at least make them feel a little better. But certainly the show was written before COVID and edited during COVID, and then it finally came out, yeah, like at a real COVID high point about 6 months into it, I guess. And whether that was a you know, a multiplier or not, from then on, the reaction that we were getting from people, even before a lot of people were watching the show, was immediately intense and really like an elevated kind of connection for a show that had only just come out. And it's been pretty breathtaking to be part of.
We're talking to Brendan Hunt, the actor, writer, producer. He's Coach Beard on Ted Lasso. Season 3 arrived, final season, apparently, on Apple TV Plus. That'll be Wednesday, March 15th. Final season?
We just don't know for sure right now. You know, again, we've always saw this as like a three-sweep movement, and here we are with the conductor waving that baton. with a sense of finality, and we're definitely ending this story we started out to tell, but that doesn't necessarily mean it's the end. It does mean we're gonna finish this up and we're gonna take a little break because we're very tired of each other's adorable hairy faces, and after about a year and a half or so, we'll come back together and see what's up.
Give me the episode where you go, I can't believe we're doing this.
I guess the first episode of season 2, where we really felt it was important to start things off by killing a dog, because we had become by then, you know, the feel good show, the show that's like a hug. Like, I don't know. We're kind of a sitcom, guys. I'll just remind everybody what's up here. We're just going to kill a dog right away. Break the first rule of sitcoms. And everybody can just sit a little further away from their television for a little bit, and we'll get you back. We'll get you back. But
whose idea was it to kill the dog?
100% Jason.
Of course it was.
Jason was reading Twitter. He was crying at all the reactions. Like, oh my God, this show means so much to people. We have to kill a dog. We got to kill a dog right away.
I wonder if you had a spinoff of one or two of the characters coming to the United States.
I mean, there have been some pitches. There are some things on the table, and I'm not at liberty to say. But you're on the right track, Dan.
Oh, okay, all right.
Doesn't mean it's going to happen, but you're on the right track.
When's the last time you got mad at Jason?
I mean, bless Jason's heart. Like he's built to suffer a million micromads, you know, because he's on his own time. He will answer emails and texts at his own pace, which is very understandable. The man's got the weight of the world on his shoulders and all that. But like, Jason, please, I just got to let this guy know if I need 3 tickets or 4, please just tell me, just tell me. So I'd say 10 times a day.
Really?
Final answer.
Who do you model your acting career after?
Well, I mean, we, you know, whenever you're trying to set your life up, you definitely want to like try to find that person who no one knew about till they were 48 years old.
Tommy Lee Jones was like that, though, Brendan.
Tommy Lee Jones.
That's it. We did it. Tommy Lee Jones.
I could have had a vice president for a roommate, this all would have happened just a little bit faster, but, you know, we can't all
Okay, but you're playing a coach. Do you channel any coaches? You know, you're obviously, you grew up in Chicago, so you're a sports fan. Do you kind of say, okay, this is the coach or coaches I'm going to kind of form my personality with?
I am a rather poor athlete, Dan, and I just have not had many coaches in my life. I've had a lot of acting teachers, and I've had a lot of cool bosses. And
but you've watched sports, you know, Phil Jackson, or it might be, you know, a football coach. It could be Bill Parcells, Bill Belichick, Mike Ditka.
If anything, it's Tex Winter, because you know. It's a guy who is perfectly happy being on the sidelines.
And you got to explain Tex to people who aren't, you know, familiar with Tex Winter.
Happily. folks might know Phil Jackson, who, of course, his glittering career got really going when he was coach of Michael Jordan at the Bulls, and they won 6 titles. And but his offense was a triangle offense, which was accredited to his assistant coach, Tex Winter, who literally written the book on the subject decades earlier. And Tex Winter was just happily an old man with gray hair and in a real nice suit that got nicer every year, sitting a few seats down from Phil. He had no, you know, Julius Caesar aspirations or Brutus aspirations of taking any other seat. He was perfectly happy where he was, and he knew his place, and he'd be there for Phil no matter what. And that's really where what Beard is. You know, he's the opposite of, like, say, you know, Charlie Weiss, who's like, wow, we're a really good team. I should probably be a head coach now. But more about not being Charlie Weiss as much as I am about trying to be anyone else. But Tex Winter, yeah, I'll stick with that.
Are you in the bracket, celebrity bracket challenge with us? March Madness?
Knowledge, but I've been losing brackets for decades, Dan. I'd happily do it here,
okay.
Too.
All right. Fritzy, did you reach out to Brendan?
We did. Sounds like we're going to work that out, and he'll be a part of it.
Okay. Can you teach timing? Comedic timing?
I think you can, but you have to start young, and you have to really drill it. Like, I think I learned timing from neglectful parents who didn't necessarily know for sure that I was going to school, even as far back as first grade. And so I stayed home and watched every day, watched Bugs Bunny and Tom and Jerry and Woody Woodpecker. And yes, those were violent. You're not allowed to watch them anymore. But my God, the clinic in timing was invaluable. And so I don't know if you can, like, you know, just show up to some, random masterclass, a video, and get it. But Bugs Bunny will set you straight for sure.
What was it? The advice Jerry Seinfeld gave us: be loud and fast on a sitcom.
that has been the rule for many a sitcom for the last several years, and it's because it's been the rule. It's kind of been maxed out by, like, essentially the greatest sitcoms of all time. So we very consciously have sort of broken that rule from the beginning. We go a little quieter and a little slower, and we lure them in with hypnotizing them.
And no dog dies in season 3?
I can't speak to that,
okay,
Dan.
Okay, all right. Does anybody die in season 3?
Oh, everybody dies. Everybody dies in season 3.
Is this like the Sopranos of soccer? Like, everybody dies at the end?
Yeah, it fades to black in the 89th minute.
I like it. Hey, great to meet you. Congrats on being an overnight success after 49 years. But we look forward to season 3 that drops, as we like to say, Wednesday, March 15th. Thank you, Brendan.
Thank you, Dan. This is a thrill, man. Appreciate it.
That's Brendan Hunt, actor, writer, producer, all-around good guy, Coach Beard on Ted Lasso. It was a little jarring when they killed the dog in season 1 or season 2, episode 1. I went, wait, they do fun things. They do huggable episodes here. Everybody loves everybody there. Then it started to turn a little dark. But Nate, you know, where you're like, wait a minute, what's going on here?
Nate the Great.
Yeah.
Coach Beard's, like, story arc has been really interesting. He had one of the last episodes of that season 2 was fantastic, where you just sort of go through his personal life on the show. Was always, it was kind of hinted at, or just like little bits. But there's one episode where they just spend diving into Coach Beard that was really good.
Let me take a break. Last call for phone calls, what we learn, what's in store tomorrow. If you're watching on Peacock, we will take the food off the Traegers there. We're back after this. Every week we talk about Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. They also bring us our stat of the day. Also, check out the NFT marketplace at paniniamerica.net/blockchain. They have one-of-a-kind digital cards there. And make sure you check out the newly released NFL Mosaic. They also sent us the Donruss cards last week, Prism, NBA Hoops, and more of your favorite Panini brands. Now is NFTs. Speaking of which, this is the only platform, Panini NFT platform, where you can win physical versions of your NFTs. These are the official products, not only of the Dan Patrick Show, but the NFL, the NBA, UFC, FIFA World Cup, and collegiate sports. Panini NFT trading cards, giving you the opportunity to pull autograph cards, memorabilia cards, rare inserts, even one-of-one NFTs from every pack. One-of-a-kind digital cards, NFT marketplace at paniniamerica.net/blockchain. So that's where you go. That's where you start. paniniamerica.net/blockchain, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller. It would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week. Explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for time tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces. Like, there was the hat. There was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the... I was always a battleship guy, or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Okay, I want you to be honest with me.
Are you sure?
Yes, yes. When I said to Marvin, well, I didn't tell Marvin, I just said last night at dinner, I played Simon and Garfunkel, and I said to my wife, just listen to Art Garfunkel sing Bridge Over Troubled Waters. Now, she had heard that. It's a legendary song. But I said, if I went to see him in concert, this would make me cry. Because he's taking you to where very few voices can take you. Todd, I'll start with you. How was the 3 minutes that was about an hour and a half ago?
Wasn't great. I don't think we needed it.
Okay. Seton O'Connor.
It was similar to the moment when we were listening to You're So Vain, and it's like, oh, these Mick Jagger vocals are going to be, you got to listen to these, and then they never came.
Oh.
That was kind of, it was almost the exact same bit, just like different words.
Okay. Paulie?
Yeah, Mick Jagger, we looked it up afterwards, is at the last verse of the song, Mick Jagger joins.
Yes.
We didn't know that beforehand.
Yeah.
So Marvin, being a good op there, you mentioned a song, he cues it up and gets it ready. That's good
now,
producing.
I didn't ask him to do it.
No, but that's good producing on his part. He didn't know, and no one told him, that the best part of the song, the part you were referring to, was in the last third, not the first 3 minutes.
Yeah.
Which, so it started bad because it took so long to get there, and then the awkwardness took over, and it actually became really great.
Mm, okay.
Because it was so awkward.
Correct.
All right, that's fine. It's content.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, if you're just describing this show, awkward.
accidental awkwardity.
Because this show is about relationships, not sports.
Yes, it is. Something like that.
And that's what we're exploring.
Yes, yes. This is no different than a movie formula.
Yeah, somebody tweeted that earlier. They were like, I finally get it. This show.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right.
It's about relationships.
It's not really about sports.
Yeah. How about this day in sports history? How about that, Paul?
Talk about soft, Dan. 1941, the Brooklyn Dodgers announced that their players would begin wearing batting helmets during the 1941 season. God.
Soft.
That's why they shipped them out to L.A. They're like, you're too soft for Brooklyn. I don't know if that's true.
Wow.
2002, ESPN aired their first ever original motion picture. Anyone want to take a shot at the name and the person?
Dale Earnhardt.
That was the second one, but you're right there.
Bob Knight.
Bob Knight, A Season on the Brink.
I didn't think it was good.
No.
No.
There it is.
Okay. Let me see. Let me see. Is there anything else that needs to be mentioned here? Anything? 1976. Texas Tech rallies in the Southwestern Conference Basketball Tournament Championship game. And the sports information director with Texas Tech, Ralph Carpenter, is quoted as saying the following. The opera...
Ralph Carpenter. I got it. It's a gutsy move.
I didn't get it at first either, but now it's hilarious.
Because you're eating.
Ralph Carpenter is quoted as saying, no.
He's Ralphing.
He's not doing? Ralphing. God. Can we play Bridge Over Troubled Waters? The opera ain't over until the fat lady sings.
He's the originator?
Yes, wow. The earliest recorded usage of the phrase in conjunction with a sporting event.
All right, Ralph.
Ralph! How often do you think people went up to Ralph Carpenter and went, Ralph! Like a bridge over troubled water.
Let's charge in the weekend with this.
Yes,
charge.
Yes.
I'd rather listen to me ask Debo Samuel a question.
Easy, easy.
That's pretty good.
Easy. You don't know anything about music.
Oh, stay in your lane.
Whoa.
Oh, now it's getting personal. Come on.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm over here teaching you guys during Black History Month at Marv Madness.
I gave you a couple of weeks in Marv Madness. We could be playing Bon Jovi wall to wall.
Let's go.
Billy Joel. Yes, Paul.
They should just give us a sports Emmy now and forget the ceremony.
Let's just.
What a waste of time.
Todd, what did you learn today?
Seton is mad at Dylan Brooks because his antics forced him to be on the side of Draymond Green.
Yeah, Seton O'Connor.
I actually had to defend Draymond today.
Yeah, I know. Marv.
You said Rolling Stone was trash.
Yeah, because they didn't have Art Garfunkel in their greatest voices of all time. Paulie, what did you?
Troubled one. I will lay me down.
That we now have something where a segment has been Garfunkeled. That was established today. Like you just Garfunkeled that segment.
Garfunkeled it up.
Come on.
Todd, what did I learn?
Killing a dog on a popular sitcom, not necessarily the best way to go.
Hottest rookies, biggest superstars, the all-time greats, the only place to collect them all, Panini trading cards. The official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Instant classics, autograph cards, memorabilia cards, rare inserts, and more. Start or continue your collection now at PaniniAmerica.net. Thanks for joining us. Have a great weekend, everybody. Look forward to talking to you on Monday. Over trouble.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
The superbly versatile all-electric EQB from Mercedes-Benz. It's impressively techy and surprisingly roomy, with available seating for up to seven. The vehicle is all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQB.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.